Hey everybody, thanks for joining me. Man, oh man, oh man, I had to come on here for Saturday morning, college Saturday, NCAA. Boys been going down in the NBA. Vintage sports, internet news, let's get it on. Woo, I had to calm down, y'all. I'm for real. I had to go woo-saw. You know when that means when I go woo-saw. I was fired up, y'all. Why? Y'all gonna find out in just a second. Man, my Colorado Buffaloes, man. I missed the whole entire game. I mean, come on, y'all. I missed the whole entire game, man, last night. I didn't know they was playing last night. Come on, man. Y'all... Man, we got to do a better job of advertising, man. This, come on, I know I'm vintage, and I know I get on this generation a lot, but man, woo, we used to advertise a lot back in our day. I mean, it used to be all over the screen. I mean, big bold letters, all in your face. I don't know, man. Maybe it's just me, or I'm just vintage. But I missed the whole entire game last night. And y'all know how I feel about crime. I'm about to get jacked up. I'm about to come through the internet. And then make it so bad, man. Y'all in Washington State, man. And then I kept seeing the highlights in the Washington State running through the tunnels And I'm going, what they advertising like last year, or they advertising what they gonna do to my Buffaloes? I'm waking up going, what the heck going on? And I mean, I woke up like 2 o'clock in the morning, turned on YouTube, you know, just, and they was Washington State. I was like, okay, I went back to sleep. Woke up this morning, 56-14. Y'all got something twisted going on around here. Yeah, I'm about to cap. And I don't mean the capping y'all youngsters talking about. Man, what's going on around here in college football that y'all couldn't tell me the game was coming on Friday night at 10:30? I thought they was talking about Saturday night at 10:30. Boy, look here, I'm getting old for real, y'all. Because I bet all y'all youngsters knew. I bet all y'all knew. Y'all didn't tell me. Y'all know I'm getting old. You supposed to tell Gramps. You supposed to tell old Unc. You supposed to... Boy, okay. Okay, y'all okay. Y'all didn't even think about old Unc. I got you. 56-14. Shador. You didn't throw to my man? Number 12. All right, I'm going to get off that. But, dog, man, I'm sorry, y'all. They're my boys, man. I missed them the whole game. Colorado Buffaloes. And then this is what really pisses me off. You know, I'm doing the college football pick 'em, where you pick all the teams to win. And everybody, man, I'm losing on all the stuff, man. I picked Colorado to win. Because, you know, I'm rolling with Colorado. I don't care win, lose, or draw, man. I accept that loss. I picked Colorado to beat Washington State. I sure did. I ain't going against my Colorado. Y'all can hit the bell. Tell me I'm tripping. But I picked Colorado, and Washington State was the favorite by, 4.5 points. So I'm like, okay, well, I know 4.5 points. Oh yeah, we can cover that spread. They we can cover that. 56-14. Ain't no way. And I woke up, I lost like a mother trucker. Yeah, I'm cussing. Okay, y'all, I'm gonna get off that. Let's get to the other college pick'ems, because I'm about to lose. Man, I be losing on my college pick'ems. Let me, y'all help me out on this one. Y'all help me out. Now, they got the Michigan and Maryland game coming up. They got Michigan by 19 and a half over Maryland. Now, I got Michigan, y'all. I got Michigan. Do y'all think I should change that? Hit the bell, because I got Michigan over Maryland. They got Louisville over Miami by one. Now, you know good and well, what kind of odd is that? Louisville by one. That ain't no odds. That's a toss-up. That's 50-50 almost, man. So I pick Louisville over Miami. And you want me to tell you why? Because Miami be tripping. And I like the Miami Hurricanes, man. They're my boys. But Louisville be tripping too. And so it's a toss-up. I want to go with my Miami because that's where my heart at. You know, I be liking them Hurricanes. But I like Louisville too. Y'all know, y'all done heard me talk about them Louisville Cardinals. Y'all know I like them boys. So it's a toss-up. So even though Miami's at home. The game started 12 p.m. if y'all want to check it out. But I'm rolling with Louisville, man, because I don't know. You don't never know with them, man. You don't know which team going to show up. So let's roll with the next one. Y'all tell me what I'm going to do. Y'all tell me what. Ring the bell, man. I'll be listening to y'all sometime. All right. We got the Penn State against Rutgers. Now, they got Penn State saying Penn State going to win by 20 and a half. Come on, y'all. 20 and a half over Rutgers? Are they going to win by 20 and a half? I pick, excuse me. You know I got that gas in my throat. I pick 20 and a half. I'm going with Penn State, 20 and a half. I know I'm tripping. They ain't going to beat no Rutgers by no 20 and a half. I know I'm tripping, y'all. But okay, I'm rolling with it. Penn State, 20 and a half over Rutgers. I know I'm tripping. Okay, Oklahoma Sooners. They got Oklahoma Sooners, 24 and a half points over Brigham Young. Do y'all think they're going to beat Brigham Young by more than 24 and a half? I don't think so. But yet, my dumb butt picked Oklahoma Sooners. My dumb butt picked Oklahoma Sooners. Minus 24. Okay, I'm going to roll with it. SMU at Memphis. The favorite is the SMU Mustangs by 7.5. How you going? 7.5. So that's a touchdown plus what? Plus a half? So that's a touchdown plus what? 1.5 over Memphis. And Memphis is at home. Y'all keep that in mind. Memphis is at home. And SMU, they ain't been all that this year. They ain't been all that. They record is weak. They ain't been playing really nobody. Memphis, they ain't really been playing nobody. They played Missouri. And I forget, I think Missouri put that thing on them. So I'm rolling with SMU by 7.5. I know I'm tripping. I should roll with Memphis because Memphis is at home. But Memphis, they up and down too. See, the college football like that, y'all. I run and roll with Memphis, but every time I go with Memphis, they disappoint me. When I want to roll with SMU, they disappoint me. So, y'all, I'm going with the favorite. I'm going with the odds makers in Las Vegas. See, they be tripping me out because when they roll with them, because, see, I'm not a gambler. I don't know how to do this stuff. I don't gamble. For real, y'all. I don't gamble. So I don't know how to do this stuff. So I be losing. Okay. So SMU is the favorite by -7.5. So that means they the favorite to win by. They got to win by more than 7.5. That's how they go, right? I think that's how they go. Y'all got to help me, y'all, because I don't gamble. I don't know how this goes. Y'all might think I'm playing, but I don't know how I go. Okay. So, I think that's how I go. Okay, we got Cincinnati at West Virginia. So, they got West Virginia at home Okay, that game at 2:30 p.m., y'all. I forgot to tell y'all about SMU. That's at 12 p.m. Okay, that's today. Okay. Mustangs, Memphis, 12 p.m. Got to tell y'all that. Okay, Cincinnati at West Virginia. That's at 2:30 p.m. Now, they got Cincinnati Bearcats and the West Virginia Mountaineers. They got West Virginia as the favorite, okay, by 6.5 points. So that's not even a touchdown. That's like 2 field goals and a half. I don't get this half stuff they be talking about. That's to throw you off, I guess. I don't know. Y'all hit the bell. Tell me, man. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. This gambling stuff, I don't get it. And I don't even know how y'all be losing y'all money on this mess. But I'm going to try it. Well, no, I ain't putting no money on it. No doubt. No way. But, okay, 6.5. Okay, over the Bearcats. I'm rolling with the Mountaineers, okay? I'm rolling with the favorite. Okay, Utah and Arizona. They got Utah as the... No, they got Arizona as the favorite. Arizona is at home, guys, by 1. That's a toss-up, right? That's a toss-up. I want to go with Utah because Utah be winning. Arizona, I think they just won last week, didn't they? Doesn't matter. I'm going with Utah. I'm going with Utah. Y'all can ring the bell. Tell me who y'all rolling with. Okay? And I might change my mind. Woo, this stuff is just drives me batty. All right, we're going to keep it rolling. North Carolina over the Virginia Huskies by 2.5. I'm going with Virginia. Fighting the Illini. You know I ain't rolling with y'all. Y'all too doggone wishy-washy. Y'all rolling, y'all going against Iowa at 3:30. I'm rolling with Iowa. I don't care what the odds are. They got Iowa up by a field goal and a half, 3.5. I'm rolling with Iowa because Illinois, I don't have no trust in y'all. Y'all be wishy-washy all the time. UCLA and USC, and that's going to be my last one. No, I'm going to make Georgia and Tennessee my last one. Okay, UCLA, I ain't got no confidence in y'all. USC, I ain't got no confidence in y'all. But y'all are a rivalry out there in California. So that's a toss-up to me. Even though they got USC as the favorite by 6.5. That game coming on at 3:30 if you all want to check it out. They got USC as the favorite by 6.5. I'm rolling with USC because I'm going with all the favorites because I don't know how to do this stuff. All righty. Last but not least, Tennessee and the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm rolling with Georgia simply because Georgia is just bad. And Tennessee lost to Missouri. And they got them favored by 10.5. I don't know, man. I don't know if they're going to beat them by 10.5. That's like a touchdown and a field goal and a half. See, that's where they get you at. Tennessee is tougher than that. Tennessee might be hold them closer than that, but I doubt it. I think Bulldogs may beat them by 10.5. Might. They might beat them by a couple of touchdowns. So I'm rolling with Georgia. But I believe I might lose in this one. I really do. I really do think I might lose in this one. Tennessee might hold them close. So what do you all think? For real. What do you all think? You let me know, man. Y'all ring the bell. Because a lot of you young guys, man, and you young ladies, and you all know sports for real. I mean, because you all, this y'all era. You know what I mean? And just like in my era, I knew all the stats and all the, I knew all the players, all the stats. I knew all that stuff. So I get it. I get it, you know. So you all tell me what's going on in this college thing and let me know who your favorite is and who you think is going to do whatever they're going to do. But let's get to the NBA world. Because, man, it's been going down in the NBA, man, and it's been a lot of injuries. Have you noticed that? It's been a lot of injuries in the NBA. And what gets me is that the NBA today is soft. So what's that telling you guys? today's NBA is real soft, man. I mean, these guys don't even hardly play defense. They don't play defense. So I don't know what's going on. Are these guys in real good shape, or what's going on with their conditioning? Because they're supposed to have some of the best conditioning in the world. I mean, they hire these fantastic trainers. They highly paid. I know one thing, and you all may disagree, but the tennis shoes aren't the greatest. No, the tennis shoes are not the greatest anymore. They're not made out the greatest materials. They're wearing these low quarters, which is not protecting their ankles. And, I've heard the argument, well, they get them wrapped, they get them taped, and they're wearing these athletic socks now, so they don't really have to protect their ankles like they used to. I call foul on that. I call foul on that because the more you protect your ankles, the better. And I saw one NBA player this year who had on some mid-quarter athletic shoes, and that was Jeff, I forget his last name, the older guy. He's been in the league about 17 years. Jeff, get his last name. I'm vintage, y'all know it. But he had on some mid-quarter, and they were leather. And I said, he gets it. See, he's older. He gets it. And he don't want to be on the IL. He's on his last leg in the NBA. He wants to keep playing. He ain't got time to be in that whirlpool every night, because he already probably icing it down all the time. He ain't got time to be spending 2 and 3 weeks out. He trying to win. And these low quarter tennis shoes, man, I'm surprised you ain't got more broken ankles. I just saw a guy break his ankle last night for St. Louis U, and he was their leading scorer. Young people, listen, man. Just because you're getting your ankles taped up, we got our ankles taped up too, and we still broke our ankle. Just because you're wearing a thicker sock, you need more support on your ankles. It's just like the weather outside. You see older people, when they warm up and they put on more layers, and you see young people say, oh, I don't need all that. And they be out there freezing, trying to act like they not cold. It's the same thing. Young people think they're, just indisposable. Like, you know, they just feel like, you know, I'm running, I'm young. But you can save your body. You can save your body, young people. Listen to me, for you kids who are in high school and middle school, and you young kids who are in college, listen to an older person, man. Sometimes we can teach you a little something. Get you some mid crop, man. Just don't go around with the crowd just because everybody else is doing it. At least get you something to support your ankles. You young kids who are out there playing this football, man, cover your knees. I see all you guys want to be in style and you want to look pretty and you want to have your pants all the way above your knee. Man, as soon as you take a real good crack on your knee, your career could be over just in a split second, buddy. Oh, I've seen it happen more than once. Protect your knee, son. Your career depends on it. It could be $1 million versus you working at a warehouse. I've seen it happen. I'm talking about from high caliber athletes who wish they could do it over again, but they can't because they were following the crowd. They wanted to be the guy that everybody was looking at. Everybody saw me. Oh yeah, I was great. You saw me though, didn't you? And now it's just a fairy tale to everybody. Listen, young people. Cover your body. You can still find ways to look pretty. You can still find ways. Get you some long white socks, I'm telling you, get you some long white socks and do it the way Billy White Shoes Johnson used to do it. Go look at some old vintage. Get you some old white socks, man, and do it the old vintage way. Okay, let's get into some standings and some stats. Because I'm telling you something, man. This is the guy that ain't nobody paying attention to. And to me, he the coldest dude in the NBA. Ring the bell. Let me know if you disagree. De'Aaron Fox. I'm highlighting this dude, man, because I watched him last night. And he put up about 43. Man, De'Aaron Fox. The dude's so smooth, he make it look easy. I'm talking about they couldn't stop him, man. Couldn't stop him. I mean, they was doing everything they could. They was cutting him off. They was getting in front of him. They was double teaming him. He was splitting him. He was going around him. He was cutting the baseline. He was going back door. He was hitting the threes. Man, they couldn't stop him. So, De'Aaron Fox, you get the shout out today, bro. You the baddest dude in the NBA right now. At least last night. Joker, you ain't have nothing on De'Aaron Fox last night. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you've been putting on the show all week. Got to give you a shout out too, my brother. Got to give you a shout out, man. That brother is, you know, on Oklahoma team, not getting a lot of coverage. And I want to give Cam Thomas a shout out, man, because he was lighting it up before he got hurt. So for Brooklyn team, if he's on your squad, man, I hope he, hurry up and gets well. And, I hope Brooklyn, because that coach out there, man, he's coaching his butt off, man. And he ain't getting a lot of credit, man, because he ain't got no whole heck of a team, for real. I mean, that dude ain't got no superstars. I mean, Cam came off the bench, man, and helped that man a great deal. So for y'all fans out there in Brooklyn, man, I give y'all a great shout out too, man. Y'all deserve at least a couple of more pieces out there in Brooklyn. And last but not least, before I get off of here, man, Anthony Edwards, my man, the Ant-Man. Bad, bad dude. Coldest dude in the NBA, in my opinion. He need at least one more piece out there in Minnesota. They got some good pieces out there, but he need one more piece, man. Need one more piece. Anthony Edwards, Ant-Man. Baddest dude in the NBA, hands down. Man, if he had De'Aaron Fox out there with him, they'd have the whole chip. They'd take the whole chip. I said it right here on Vintage Sports. Internet news. Lakers, Clippers, what's wrong with y'all? Man, why is they bringing that man off the bench? James Harden, you done went out there and just flipped everything up out there in Clipper land. Come on, man. What's wrong with them? I just had to say something before I got off of here, because James Harden always messing something up, man. For real. Number zero, you shouldn't be coming off the bench. James Harden should be coming off the bench, in my opinion. For real. So, that's my rant. I didn't mean to rant. Clipperland, y'all out there messing up. Tyronn Lue, you a good coach, man, but you about to make that man ruin your coaching job out there. James Harden need to be the one coming off the bench. He need to be getting 15 minutes. Not number zero. That man is the heart and soul. That man been playing like he the one been keeping you in it, man. But anyway, that's Vintage Sports Internet News, man. I had to come on here. Wimbenyama, you my man. You've been doing it. Man, you showed out last night. Vintage Sports Internet News. Ring the bell. Let me know what you want me to talk about next. I'll talk about anything you want me to talk about as far as the sports goes. And yeah, man, even in your local neck of the woods. That'll do it. This episode. Peace.